This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. health officials said Sunday that while the Omicron variant of the coronavirus is rapidly spreading throughout the country, early indications do suggest that it may be less dangerous than the Delta, which continues to drive a surge of hospitalizations. U.S. President Joe Biden's chief medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, told CNN's State of the Union that scientists need more information before drawing conclusions about Omicron severity. A report from South Africa, where it emerged, is becoming the dominant strain and suggests that hospitalization rates have not increased alarmingly. Fauci said the Biden administration is considering lifting travel restrictions against non-citizens entering the United States from several African countries that were imposed as the Omicron variant exploded in the region, but UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has blasted such measures as travel apartheid. A Norwegian cruise line ship with at least 10 passengers and crew members infected with COVID-19 has docked in New Orleans. Local news outlets confirmed the Norwegian breakaway had arrived in the city. The Louisiana Department of Health said in a late Saturday news release that over the past week, the ship made stops in Belize, Honduras, and Mexico. Norwegian Cruise Line said all of the identified COVID-19 cases involved people without symptoms. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Sunday voiced hope for quick approval of the country's Sputnik V coronavirus vaccine by the World Health Organization, saying the move is essential to expand its global supplies. He spoke during a video call with the president of the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent. This is VOA News. The Biden administration has plenty of options to make good on its pledge to hit Russia financially if the President Vladimir Putin sends troops into Ukraine. Financial experts and former diplomats say the possibilities range from sanctions hitting Putin's associates to cutting Russia off from the financial system known as SWIFT that sends money flowing around the world. The United States and European allies have made no public mention of any plans to respond militarily if Russia invades Ukraine. Instead, Secretary of State Antony Blinken has promised high-impact economic measures. Rescuers were sifting through smoldering debris and thick mud in search of survivors a day after the highest volcano on Hawa Island erupted with fury, killing at least 14 people with searing gas and ash. The Mount Simaru, in a district in East Hawa province, spewed thick columns of ash more than 12,000 meters into the sky, and a sudden eruption Saturday, triggered by heavy rains. Villages and nearby towns were blanketed and several hamlets buried under tons of mud from volcanic debris. Authorities warned the thousands of people who fled the volcano's wrath not to return during Sunday's lull in activity. The long-delayed resumption of nuclear talks with Iran has gotten off to a rough start. Iran has been digging in, and its negotiating partners are openly voicing frustration and pessimism. The U.S. represents European nations, and even Iran's ally Russia have raised questions about Iran's seriousness. The talks raise questions about Iran's seriousness and program in exchange for relief from economic sanctions. Israel is not part of the talks, but has a stake in their outcome. Anti-racism activists were beaten up Sunday as far-right former French TV pundit Eric Zemmour held his first presidential campaign rally near Paris a few days after he formally declared his candidacy in a video that highlighted his anti-migrant and anti-Islam views. Pope Francis has offered comfort to migrants at a refugee camp in the Greek island of Lesbos. He blasted what he said is the indifference and self-interest shown by Europe that condemns to death those on the fringes. Francis visited the camp, a cluster of white UN containers on the edge of the sea, lined by barbed wire fencing and draped with laundry hanging outside. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA